Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to be looking at verses 5 through 9 and tonight, and then we'll stop with that. I got ready not to do it, and I thought I'll go skip on down because it hadn't been that long since I dealt with servants, and that was back in the book of Colossians. Then I got to looking, and I said, well, if you're going to teach through a book, you teach through a book, and that's what I'm going to do. So some of this will be familiar to you from where I've done it also in the book of Colossians. So now, Ephesians chapter 6, we want to begin at verse 5, and we want to read to verse 9, and then we'll have another prayer, and we'll introduce our subject to you. Ephesians 6 and the verse 5, servants, and that's what this text is going to deal with tonight, servants. Now, with regard to us, does it apply today? Yes, the same thing that's expected of a worker. So all these principles that I talked to somebody, well, I ain't no slave. And I said, well, you're supposed to be a slave to Christ when you're born again. But I realize you're not a slave like they were, but we are to be slaves for Christ's sake, and we are to seek to serve him in that passion. And far as us is concerned, when we work for somebody, the same principles that are given here is also needed with regard to employees and bosses. So this would apply in that particular area too. God's people should be good workers on jobs. Y'all believe it? They should be, I think, the best workers on job. And that's what we're going to talk about this evening. So let me go ahead and read our text, Ephesians 6, and we want to look at verses 5 through 9. Servants, so that's what he addresses first here in this particular part. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto who? As unto Christ. You do your labors if you're doing it for who? Christ. Okay? Not with thy service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Now, from verse 5 all the way down to verse 8, it's dealing with servants. But then in verse 9, you have one verse that deals with masters. And that to us today would be bosses. And of course, there's more workers than there are bosses if you look at it like that today. But, and ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for everyone that's here tonight, and we're thankful for this book that you've laid in our laps so that we can learn your ways and learn your word. And Father, we pray your blessings upon the Elizabeth Baptist Church, and we pray that you continue to add and save souls here. And Lord, we pray for bringbacks also, people that maybe have quit and need to come back. We pray that you lay that on their heart also. Bless this meeting this evening and bless the Sunday morning meetings and the evening meetings. And Lord, we pray that the unction of the Holy Spirit would be in the services. In Jesus' name I pray and amen. Now, I'm going to give this a title, Saved Workers Work. Does that sound like a good title? I thought that was a rip snorter. Saved Workers Work. Now, I've read this before in the past that it's been a long time since I've looked it up, so I'm about half afraid to say it again, but I'm going to say it again anyhow. I have read that back in Roman days when they had slaves and things, that a Christian slave sold for more money. Now, I've heard that. And the reason why that was because they wouldn't do what? They wouldn't steal from you. They would be a good worker and all of this kind of thing. So that may or may not be true, but I've heard that over the years, many different times from different preachers and different writings. And that makes sense, doesn't it? A Christian servant would be a better servant than someone that, because after all, our boss is always watching anyway, isn't he? And they used to make fun of me on my job because I would always work, even if the boss wasn't there, if he'd leave a lot of times. But I just kept right on working, and they'd say, "Well, preacher, what's the matter with you?" I said, "My boss is still watching." So I just kept right on. I just kept right on working, and that's what you should do. There is such a thing as stealing time. Y'all agree? And I think stealing time is just the same as stealing money, because time on a job is money. So you can steal money from your employer. I always felt it was very important for God's people to set a good example on a job of being a good worker. At one time, at the drum plant that I worked at, a plastic drum plant, not the steel one up in Nitro, the plastic one. At one time, they hired, I don't know how many people out of our church up there. You remember that? That's how you know when someone wanted a job. Someone new would show up because he wanted a job up at Russell Stanley at church. All the time people would do that. But I'd guarantee our workers. I said, "You hire that man, he'll work for you." And I said, "I'll be up there to watch after him too while I'm there." And I did. And they hired about five or six men right out of this church. And they would call up and they said, "You got any more workers like that down at that church?" I said, "Sure do." And they'd hire them out of here. I thought that was a glorious thing. And the reason why they did it is that they, just kidding, they would work. They would work, and we'd guarantee that. All right, now let me start out with this. Let's turn to keep your place here. I'm going to look at several things this evening. Proverbs chapter 15. Look at Proverbs chapter 15 and the verse 3. I want you to remember this. I want to read it to you. It says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Sometimes when we used to work and the boss wouldn't be there and we'd keep working and continue to work, and that's what we would say. I'd always use this verse as my guide for that. And I'd say, "Well, the underboss ain't here, but the main boss is still watching, so I'm going to keep right on working." I wanted to be an example of that. And our boys that worked there, they did the same thing. So time is money, right? And you can steal time the same as you can steal the actual. You might not be robbing like you would with a gun, but sometimes you can rob an employer. You can rob the employer but not working when you're supposed to be working. And God's people always were known for being good workers, okay? Now let me get rolling here. Just wanted to lay the foundation for what we're doing. Now, I'm going to start out with this. The best workers should be saved workers. Do y'all agree with that? The best workers should be saved workers. And I'm going to give you, now this isn't my outline, this is just for fun. I'm going to give you six reasons why that's so. Number one, because their boss is always watching. Their boss is always watching. So you can count on a saved worker to work because they realize that their boss is always watching. It's a horrible thing when someone claims to be a Christian, and some of them, of course, are Christians. It's a horrible thing when they're lazy on their job. That's a bad testimony to the lost men that is there. Or they steal time. You ever see anybody steal time? They'll do it. That's just the same as stealing out somebody's billfold. Just the same thing. So you say, "Well, you were a company man." I was for a little bit, but I was in the union for about 14 years. I just believe what the Scripture says about with regard to what a worker is supposed to be. So number one is because the boss is always watching. Number two, because they require no supervision. A good worker, you don't have to supervise a good worker. You don't have to supervise them. There's been times that we'd go back, like me and Stewie, and we'd go back to work on our jobs, and there wouldn't be no bosses there, just us. And they realized that we didn't need to be supervised. And it saved them a lot of money, I guess, but that's what they did. Number three, because they work well with others. That's a big problem on a job, isn't it? People get quarreling, and God's people should work well with others. This is reasons why, for instance, back in the old days, like I mentioned a little while ago, that's why the saved say sold for more. They work different. God's people seek to work well with others. God's people are to be kind and help folk. Y'all agree? Kind and help folk. And that gives you a good testimony on a job. Gives you a good testimony on a job. There's a lot of them center men on those jobs don't understand a lot about Christianity. When they see you work and not stealing and being kind to them, that's something that they understand. That's something that they understand. They work well with others. Number four, because they won't steal from you. They won't steal from you. And that includes what else again? I mentioned it one more time. Time. Don't steal time. When you're there, you work. You run out of something to do, go tell your boss that you need something else to do. And if he tells you to go sit down in the break room, that's on him then, isn't it? Because sometimes they do that. I ain't got nothing for you to do right now. Just go in there and sit down and holler for you. That's fine. That's the boss that told you to do that. But don't go and do it on your own. Doesn't look good. Number five, saved workers at work. That's the title. Number five, because they have integrity and they won't lie to you. It's hard to find. God's people are known as a people that will not lie. God's people shouldn't lie. And it's a wonderful thing to have an employee that follows these six things that I've got down here. I'm going to go over it again here in just a minute. And then number six, because they do their labor as to the Lord. Now, that comes from Colossians 3:23. I'll give you all six again. The best workers should be saved workers. Number one, because their boss is always watching, because they require no supervision. Their supervisor is who? God. He's always watching. Okay. Number three, because they work well with others. They're kind and they seek to help folk. Because they won't steal from you. Can't stand a thief. Can't stand a thief. I've seen people that had plenty that would steal something that would cost about $5 or $6 out of a plant and made all kinds of money. Oh, I mean, not off that little bit, but would steal it anyhow, just for the sake of stealing. Number five, because they have integrity and won't lie to you. And number six, because they do their labor as to the Lord. So those are six reasons why the best workers should be saved workers, okay? Now let's go to Ephesians 6. That was all free for you. You won't have to put up with me for over a week. We'll be heading out Friday to fly out to see my grandbaby. So good Lord willing, we'll be back. We'll be back in a week. Y'all be here and worship and got different preachers. So come in and support them by prayer and support them by being here. Now back to Ephesians 6, and we'll start down with verse 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters. Now, we don't like that word master here in West Virginia, but it was back in the Roman days, there's a lot of slaves. There were more slaves than anything else. That's why the slaves get such great ink, because far more slaves than anybody else. So that's covered in Colossians. It's also covered here in the book of Ephesians. That's what he wants you to do. They tell you to do something, what do? You do it unless it's unethical. I was asked to do something one time years back, and the boss asked me to do it, and I said, I'm not going to do that. I said, I'll do anything you ask, but I'm not going to do that. That's unethical. I will not do something unethical. And you don't want me to do something unethical, because I'm going to make this thing known if you do. Guess what? Okay, just do what you're doing. I refuse to do anything unethical. And they should never ask you to do that. And after all, what does Scripture say? We ought to serve God rather than man. So that's when they're asking you to do something that is sinful or wrong, you don't do it. And some will. And some will. They'll try to get you to do something that is unethical and wrong. So God's people should be known for honor and integrity. Y'all agree? Honor and integrity. Okay, let's move on down. We're talking about servants in verse 5. We've done read it about three different times. But we are to reverence those who are the masters or the bosses in our field. We are to do what they tell us to do when they tell us to do it. We ought to follow the rules too. Y'all agree? We should follow the rules. If they tell you to be at work at a certain time, guess what you should do? You should be at work at the time. You should be on time. Should be on time. You should do what they tell you to do. You should follow the rules that they give. And that's a good testimony. That's a good testimony. And back when I, for instance, the drum plant again, back when I worked there, they would hire people out of here because they would work and show up and they wouldn't steal. Well, they best not. They best not get in trouble with the preacher on the job is what would happen. But the Lord blessed us in that way. Now, verse 6 says, not with eye service. That means not you don't work just when the boss is watching. See, that's eye service. And there's a lot of people that do that. I've seen bosses leave on the job and I'd be working. They say, what's the matter with you? The boss ain't here. Boss ain't here. Just go ahead and but wouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. Do y'all think that's theft? I do. It is theft. If you're getting paid by the hour and they're paying you to work and you don't work, that's stealing. Y'all agree? And I tell you, as time is, used to be, men and women had honor on their job with regard to working. Do y'all know what I'm trying to say? You could count on them to work because that was how they were taught by their parents. Their parents worked hard and they taught their children to work hard and they also taught their children to have honor. But I tell you, anymore, it's unbelievable. That's the entitlement many people think they should have. That's what I call it, is entitlement. They won't work, yet they think they're entitled to everything. I think that's a horrible thing. People need, you know what, beloved, I'd rather work. I got out of work one time and I didn't have any classy jobs because I was dumber than a rock, I guess. But I had about three of them. And I painted, and I Mary Jo knows this lady. They sent me over one time. I do some painting on the side, and I painted this woman's house, and she seen me at a conference. I preached at a conference where she went to church at. She said, well, Jeff, I can see you're a better preacher than you are a painter. Oh! So I must have I tried to do a good job, but evidently I didn't. I think I got better at it as the time goes on. I hit at it pretty hard, but I guess I didn't do that good of a job. But I did all kinds of odd jobs. Y'all remember? I put rocks on your riverbank. You remember when I did that? Anything anybody didn't want to do, they'd call the preacher and he'd do it. Yeah. Yeah, build a deck. We did all kinds of stuff. But you know what? How can I say this? It's not going to sound good, I don't think. I didn't want people to give me stuff. I wanted to work for it. You see what I'm trying to say? Now, it wasn't classy what I did. And I felt, I cleaned offices of the evening. I worked over at John Amos Shovel and Coal during the daytime. And then preached too. And I did that for a while, didn't I? But boy, oh boy, some of those that'd wear you out after a while. But the Lord provided, and I didn't want given to. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's prideful. I just think a man ought to work. And I had two little, hey, listen, beloved, I had two little boys, 3 and 5 years old during that time. Here's what I want you to know. People always look for a check to flow down out of heaven. That's not what you get. God provided me work. Amen. And I want you to hear me. I'd rather work for it anyhow. All God's people see it. So that's what he did, and he took awful good care of me. The Lord is the one that provides you your job to work at. Does everybody agree? He provides you the understanding, the skill, the place. He's the one that does it. Now, I ain't never figured out what Jeff Sexton's supposed to be doing, but he provides us the ability to be able to work, and he expects his children to work. I get offended at a lazy Christian on a job. Do you all? That reflects bad on their master. But when you work hard on a job and they know you're a Christian, they respect you more. And if they're going to talk to anybody about the Lord, they're going to talk to the one that they respect, not to the one that they know's lazy. Do y'all agree? Because they ain't going to respect them. They ain't going to respect them at all. So that's how that works. So not with eye service as men pleasers. In verse 6. But as the servants of Christ. As the servants of who? We do our labor as if we're doing it for Jesus. We do our labor as unto the Lord. That's why back in the old days, the Christian servants sold for more. They worked hard and they wouldn't steal from you. They'd pray for you. Should be the same way today. I can remember old unsaved bosses or something coming up to me and said, Jeff, would you pray? Something would happen and they'd ask you to pray. They'd ask you to pray. I had some pretty tough old bosses over the years, but beloved, I'm going to tell you something. They were always good to me. They were always good to me. And why? Because I'm so sweet? No, because it worked. I didn't miss. They told me to do something, I did it. I respected them. And that's what the Bible teaches. This is Bible. But these things don't get preached on a lot. I think it's a horrible thing for a Christian to be disrespectful to their boss on a job or use foul language on a job or not work on a job or not follow the rules on the job. Y'all agree? That's how it should be with regard to God's people. It's setting a good example for them to follow. Okay? All right. Now it says, doing the will of God from your heart, and the will of God is that you work. That's God's will, that you work good on your job. Not steal. Labor. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Now, I did that a lot, and that was my motivator. I used to always say, all the boys up there knew it, but I'd say, hey, they'd say, well, ain't nobody here. And I'd say, hey, my boss is a Jewish carpenter, and my boss is always watching. So I always kept right on working. The hardest thing on me about becoming full-time, you'll never think of what it was. I love manual labor. And when I become full-time and I was sitting more than I was, it bothered me. I was always used to working out on the job. See, when you're a pastor and you're full-time, it's a lot of study. I study a lot, and it's like a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour call is what it's like, so it's different. Before you go, you kind of give a break, so to speak. And then I had to learn to take a break. See what I mean? So I had to learn to be full-time because I enjoyed, I guess I'm goofy. I enjoyed manual labor. I did. I loved it. I loved manual labor, and I still do. I still do all the way down the day. I feel blessed to the Lord to be able to do it. And I always enjoy doing it. And God's people were always known for that. All right, verse 7, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord, see, and not to men. When you do your work, you're serving who? You're serving the Lord. You're serving Him. Verse 8, I might be able to get you out here early this evening. I don't know. Verse 8, knowing that whatsoever good any man doeth, the same that he shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So God's people are expected to do good on their job. God's people are expected to not be men pleasers with eye service. They're to be the same. They're to be counted on to work. And like I told you earlier, the drum plant that I worked at, I know they hired Lee probably 6 or 7 men out of this church. And, every bit of it, wasn't it? And the boys worked. You could always tell when somebody wanted the job, they started coming to church here. Yeah, they started. Then you started seeing some of that go on, but the Lord took care. He always takes care of His people, don't He? He's our provider, but you know God also provides for the birds, doesn't He? Y'all agree? But He don't cram them down their throat, does He? I mean, they don't go up and open up their beak and the thing float down in their mouth. They got to go peck for them. Did you hear what I just said? I ain't trying to be funny, but it does sound funny, doesn't it? You got to go peck for it. I mean, God does provide for the birds, but they have to peck for them. They got to seek them out. I mean, they don't sit there in their nest and just wait with their beaks open, do they? I'm getting funny, ain't I? They don't do that. They have to go hunt them up. Man, there's some people... they want you to lay it right on their porch and feed them with a spoon. Won't work. And beloved, I don't know how to say this. I'm trying not to say anything at all, but I don't got no use for somebody that won't work. I don't. God's people are to work. You represent Jesus, you work, and you work hard. Because you represent Jesus Christ on your job. And God will bless you for that. And historically, it used to always be that way. But right now, it's changing. It's changing. It's changing to a large degree. And sometimes what's happening is the Christians is doing just as bad as the others. And I don't like that at all. One time where I worked at, they had labels they put on things. They put labels on. And you had a quota, and you had to do so many labels an hour. So what some of them started doing, they was always real high on their label count, which made them look really good. Until we started finding the labels. See, the labels went on a piece of merchandise that went on a specific truck. But they took the labels and they threw them away. Remember that, Pop? They threw the labels away, so that means that they didn't get the what? They didn't get the merchandise. And guess what? All those boys were, they were right up at the top in their quota. Is that stealing? Well, sure it's stealing. And what was sad, let me tell you something that was sad about that. Some of us boys, it was Christian men, we'd get together and pray. About every day, we'd go back to the back, and there used to be an old railroad out there, and we'd meet out there and we'd pray. And what was bad is some of those boys that was in our prayer meeting with us, I noticed when we started finding those labels, And then they was able to look them up off someone's sheet. They were in a prayer group. They might have been praying, help us not to find these labels or something. I don't know. But I thought that was, isn't that a bad testimony? See, when I'm going, I know I'm going a little overboard, but I'm trying not to really go overboard because it's a problem. God's people need to work. And they need to have a code of ethics, and they need to be honorable. And that's being lost. That's being lost, and it's a shame. God's people need to be honorable. They shouldn't steal. They shouldn't cheat. And listen to me. And they should be real and not a put on. I pray I want to be the same in public that I am in secret. I don't want to be something different in secret than I am in public. Because if you are, you're a hypocrite. I want to be real. Oh, God's people said, that's what I want. And that should be something we all want. You don't know everything goes on in my life, and I don't know everything that goes on in yours. And to be honest with you, I don't really want to know. But we want to be real, don't we? We want to be true. We want to be real. We don't want to be thieves. We want to be honorable. And all God's people should want to be honorable. And I'm telling you, beloved, we're losing that in this nation. And we're losing that in churches. They're doing the same thing as the world does. Same thing that the world does. You can't serve the Lord with one foot in the world and one foot in the church house. You can't do it. You can't do it at all. All right, let me finish this. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive the Lord, whether he be bond or free. The Lord will bless you for doing what you're supposed to do. The Lord will bless you for that. And he means for you to do it. Now, we had 5, 6, 7, and 8 that dealt with servants. And then we have only one verse that deals with masters. You know why that is? Far more servants than they are masters. That's the reason for it. So, ye masters, which would apply to the bosses, the ones that's in charge or whatever, ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening. You ever have a threatening boss? If you ever had a threatening boss, raise your right hand. Always threatening you. They're not real fun to work with. They're not real fun to work with. Now, if you deserve it, that's something different. But there's sometimes some very unreasonable taskmasters, if you want to call them that. It says, and ye masters, be the same things unto them, forbearing threatening. Don't threaten them all the time. You know, it doesn't make for a fun place to work if you're always threatening to fire somebody. Because if you'd fire me, back in that day, I had 2 little kids. So that affected my family and my wife. So I didn't like for someone to always say they're going to fire somebody. It always bothered me when they do people that way. Unless they deserved it. Unless they broke the rules and didn't knowingly break the rules. Forbearing threatening. Now watch this now. Knowing that your master also is in heaven. So he reminds those that had a position or were masters that there's a God in heaven. That's what he's doing. There's a God in heaven that cares about the servants. There's a God in heaven that cares about the servants. And he wanted them to be treated properly. And that's why he put this in the book. That's why this is here. Christian men who had slaves would have treated them differently than the unsaved that had saved. Because they were taught They were taught the truths of Scripture. Forbearing threatening. Did you ever get threatened on a job? Did you ever work for somebody that always threatened to fire you? It's not a real fun place to work because it keeps you all stirred up all the time. You didn't want to lose your job, especially if you had kids or something. Forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is, where's your master at? He's in heaven. He's everywhere, really. He's everywhere. The scripture says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So God sees all and everything. Neither is there respect of persons with God. He treats everybody the same as far as this is concerned. There's no respect of person. You break the rules with regard to the Lord, He'll straighten these kinds of things out. All God's people said, thank you for your attention this evening, brethren. I got ready to skip over that because I just dealt with it not long ago. And you see what's next in the chapter? The Christian armor. That's a great study. You'll enjoy this study.